opportunities. But you watch the best players in the world, the best goalies every night in the National Hockey League, and you know, you see goals going from everywhere. I don't know if you saw the goal. I think Buffalo Sabres scored on Edmonton. You know, just guy flips it from center ice and goes in. And we've been preaching. I asked the question the other day, you know, what percentage of shots will not go in the net if you don't hit the net, you know? They had to think about that, a couple of our math guys. But, yeah, if you don't put it on net, you have no opportunity to score.
Huskies up 2-0. By the way, Dane Burks and Jake Jackson get an assist on that goal. Made it 3-0 on the power play. What a gun by Shane Hanna.
Back to Rinky. Rinky looking for his first goal. He'll shoot. And that one blocked. Here's Hanna with a shot. Scores! Puck bounce right back to Shane Hanna, and he buried it. No mistake on that one. It's a power play goal for the Huskies. They're up 3-0.
Goes down as unassisted for Shane Hanna, but a nice work there by the Huskies, and Rinky almost had another chance there, too.
Well, no question. And our power play was much, much improved from the previous weeks. You know, we spent some time on it this week. We changed the units up a little bit, made some tweaks, and I thought it really paid dividends. And, you know, Shane Hanna's off to a really good start. I don't know if you remember last year. He was battling a wrist injury all year, and he just never could quite shoot the puck with authority, and got off to a slow start offensively. But he's off to a real good start here, and a good shot. You know, important goal, you know, just to widen that gap. You know, it's a 2-0 game, but to get that three-goal cushion really was important. And he could have had another one near the end of the period there, too. Same situation. He had a lot of net, but
did
he buried
you say
it
that
right
he waited too long on that? What was
I think he waited a little. Now, you know, he could have been trying to just settle the puck down there, too. I wasn't sure if it was lying flat for him, but we won a faceoff with like 4 or 5 seconds left and made a real nice play. And he had nothing but net there. And if he would have shot it similar to this shot, he would have had the net. But it's good to see Shane off to a real good start, especially his senior year. And he plays a lot of minutes, and you know, he's going to be an important piece of our team going forward and winning.
Huskies get 3 goals in that first period, and 17-4, Coach, the shots in favor of us in that first period. That was a great start to the weekend.
Well, I thought it was a real good first period. You could see the energy, and you know, I told our team, you know, the other day before Saturday's game, you know, you could see the first 5-6 minutes. I asked him, when did we score our first goal? And, you know, they mentioned about halfway through the period, because we started well. We had a lot of zone time, but we didn't have anything to show for it. My message is just to stay with the game plan, stick with it. And eventually, if you play in their zone enough, you know, they're going to make mistakes. And hockey's a game of mistakes, and you have to take advantage of those. And I thought we did a good job of that on Friday night.
Go to the second period. Jake Lucchini, another power play goal. This just seconds, 26 seconds into period number two.
Hawk up top of the blue line. Hawk to Roy. Right side now for Lucchini. Curls around. Scores! Jake Lucchini with the goal off the goaltender, and it bounced over the line and in. Another power play tally for Michigan Tech, and this time it's Jake Lucchini.
And Jake Lucchini looked pretty comfortable where he was on that power play.
Well, we switched him from one side to the other, from one side of the rink to the other, so we took him from his, you know, I guess you would say his natural or onside to his offside, and Jake played most of the year there last year, Lucchini did, and you could just see he's a lot more comfortable stepping off the wall into that shooting angle. I thought he did a real nice job all weekend over on that side. So that was a good move, I think, by your staff. And I think Gary Shuchuk's done a real good job, obviously, with our power plays. And that was a big goal. You know, maybe you can say, you know, weak goal on the goalie. But we had traffic. And, again, get pucks to the net and get people to the net, and usually good things happen.
Matt Roy and Mark Ock get the assist. That made it 4-0 Michigan Tech. Chris Leibinger then redirects a shot from the point in to make it 5-0.
Looking for the carom, got it there to Leibinger. Leibinger back to the point. Huskies moving it around to the perimeter. Here's a shot. Score! Redirected in front, and I think it's going to be a goal from the point by Roy.
Actually, I think, Dirk, that's Leibinger. He touched it.
And once again, Petey is right. Yes, it was Leibinger that got a piece of it. I knew it had been redirected. Leibinger gets his first of the season. Matt Roy, Chris Gary get the assists at 7:01. And it looks like we're doing a really good job of getting pucks through from the point in this game.
We were. And if you noticed, I think the real a couple real keys on that goal. Chris Liebringer playing forward again on Friday night did an outstanding job. And, you know, we had a shot on goal, but what we were doing in the offensive zone a lot is we were anticipating and jumping on loose pucks. Like the last couple weekends, they seemed to – we'd get a shot. The opposing team seemed to get to the – all the loose pucks in the offensive zone and then clear it. So we didn't get many second opportunities. So this was a play which we did get a second opportunity. We were getting to reading to, you know, where those loose pucks were going, jumping on them early. We went low to high. Chris Liebringer did a real good job. When I say low to high, going from around the net or goal line area back to our offensive defenders or offensive defensemen. And Matt Roy did a real nice job. And we worked on that last Monday. We had what we call skill day, and just worked on defensemen is just changing their angle. So when you get the pass at the point, instead of just blasting it, which we had done a lot in the previous couple weekends, just, you know, blasting it right into, you know, defenders, you know, just take a step one way or the other, move across the blue line, you know, get a lane to the net. And Matt Roy did a real good job. And I think that was the key. And Liebringer does a great job, passes it out of the corner, gets to the net. And great redirection. I mean, he looks so comfortable playing forward. You know, it's looked like he's been there forever. Yeah, so.
We were saying during the broadcast, it's going to be hard for you to take him off there sometimes.
Yeah, but
he had that big hit, too, a couple of
times.
Oh,
he did. So good for Chris. You know, he's playing well. He's another senior that is really off to a good start for us. And that line did a nice job. So big goal again and a good offensive zone play.
Coach, going back to Matt Roy, he had struggled in the first four games. Where was he better this weekend?
Well, just for the most part, mistakes. You know, I'm looking at all our defensemen, and the first couple of weeks, I think a lot of it was our puck touches. It wasn't necessarily play without the puck. It was a lot of play with the puck and making mistakes with that puck and, you know, making turnovers, some unforced even, and some forced. You're going to have some turnovers, but way too many.
Trying to do too much?
Well, like just this, like one game I know we try to go from defenseman on the offensive blue line. They get a breakaway, you know, just shot block, create a two-on-one. You know, just a lot of different things like that with a puck. Just trying to do too much with that. And I thought we were so much better this weekend. We still had a few hiccups where we made some plays where we got rid of the puck or we're trying to make a play and they intercepted a pass and got a great scoring opportunity. So if we can continue to watch our puck touches, and I always call it puck management, manage the puck, and that means, you know, put it in a good spot, limit your mistakes, and the team that does that more often than not will win the hockey game. But Matt's taken big strides, and a lot of it is just his puck touches, and you can see his confidence starting to grow, you know, on a shot like that. And then obviously the next night we'll talk about another good shot from the point.
Reed Sturros makes it 6-0 in the second period on a great feed from Tyler Heinonen.
Keep working on the special teams that have plagued them for the first four games. Here comes Heinonen in, he looks, pass to the door, and a score! Well, it wasn't much of a secret what was going to happen there when Tyler got away from that defender, and who benefits off of it, had his stick down.
Put his stick right on the ice and put it in the net.
Well, he did. Good speed by Tyler Heinonen again. We talked about that. Outside speed, beats a defender. Reed Sturros, again, great job. The first few games, we were that wide guy. Like, Reed's coming, going to the far post. And a lot of times we'd cut inside that defenseman and we wouldn't just go to that far post. And we talked about that. We showed some video that you got to go to that far post. Even if Tyler passes it across, it might hit the defender skate and go in. But if you're going to the middle of the net there, it's probably no way. You don't have any net to shoot at. So it's so important, you know, even if you're a young player, if you're driving the net, try to go to the far post from where the puck is, the opposite post, and give yourself an opportunity to open that net up and have a chance to score. And a great feed, great goal, and boy, is Reed, you know, playing well for us.
He really is.
And I thought that was Tyler Heinonen's best game, too. Looked a little hesitant the first few games, but he got rocked, hit a couple good hard hits in this game, and I think, you know, with it coming off his injury, I think that's really showed him, okay, I'm fine. Everything's going to be okay. So good play, great play by those two individuals.
We're up 6-0 after two. They did outshoot us in that second period, 15-9. They had some power play opportunities, and we go to the third period up 6-0. They get on the board and make it a 6-1 score.
Parker able to hold it in the left side. He's back in behind the net by Salerno. Sure scores from the side. And that snuck in past Winches, and I'm not exactly how that bounced in, but it did. And it's a 6-1 lead.
I know you weren't happy with that goal, Coach. Salerno gets his first of the season from Brandon Parker and Jordan Larson. It was tough to see exactly what happened there. One of our guys did cut in front of the goal, right?
Yeah, Alex Smith.